At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only 10 bucks every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Damn Internet, You Scary. I'm by myself today, kinda. Tahir is at GerbilCon.
Aw.
So he had to miss this today. But I have my lovely friends today. I have Roxy and Nasia. Thanks for pulling up. I would have been mad lonely if y'all weren't here.
Oh, just sad. Just sad.
Just big sad by myself.
Do you feel,
Thanks for pulling up.
I mean, you in the middle of two gorgeous ladies.
Here we out here.
Right? Happy? This is so much better than Tahir.
Oh. You know?
I mean, no, shout out to Tahir, actually. Tahir is a great guy, but you can't beat this, you know?
Yeah, thank you.
We big chilling
today.
Too.
I'm excited.
We rained in. We there was a hurricane.
Was it, though?
Was it?
I think that's fake news. I only saw rain. That's all I saw.
Only saw rain.
Big fake news. Well, first of all, you guys have seen Roxy Hayes millions and millions of times. Nasia, this is her first time on the show.
Welcome.
Stand-up comedian extraordinaire from Portugal.
Yes.
We international here.
We out here.
Welcome. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Thank
you for having me.
You live in L.A.
Yep.
Give me your Hurricane Hillary experience.
I didn't feel a thing. I didn't see it.
You didn't even feel a thing?
No, my dog did, though.
Oh, the baby.
He got diarrhea and everything. It was awful. But
I didn't even know that was like a...
Dogs do not be playing with
a byproduct of hurricanes.
The only thing that I felt like my hair was like pointing to the left for some reason.
Magnetic?
Yeah, and I was like, what's going on?
Oh, you were tuned in.
It was my hair telling me that it was going to rain.
It's like stuff.
You were tuned in.
Yeah.
So wait, all your hair was to the left?
It was just like a front piece just like that. It never goes like that.
Oh, the baby hairs.
Yeah.
It's just...
Roxy, how scared would you be?
Of my hair?
No. Like, if you were hanging out with somebody and they were just like...
I'd be like, oh, she got powers.
That's
static shock.
What in the X?
That is static shock.
Can I curse?
Static
shock.
Of course.
That motherfucker is not real.
That motherfucker's not real.
It's not real.
First
of
all,
like she was giving like instructions in the airplane too.
2023 isn't real because...
This is a wild year.
That, you know, that lady came out and was like... Oh, that argument was over some AirPods. It wasn't even like an interesting thing they were arguing about.
I think that's a lie.
Because what do you think happened?
This is what I think. I think it was not real because...
The person?
Yeah. Because why did she have to apologize and whatever the person was never show up? We never saw that person.
No, that nigga had a full interview.
Oh, they interviewed him?
Mm-hmm. Where?
He was scary as hell. So, okay.
Okay.
So this is, to my knowledge, this is what happened. It was like this dude who had like hella tattoos and he had like crosses and stuff. Just very like scary looking dude. And he had like
lenses?
Contact lenses, yeah. You know how scary people be wearing the contact lenses and stuff?
Scary people.
And,
were they the white out ones that make your whole eye look white?
It was one that wasn't a natural eye color. And you know niggas who do that are doing too much.
Yeah, you're doing a lot.
So he was basically telling them that she was drunk or something. Mm. And then they started talking about something like biblical or something.
Mm.
And she started freaking out and being like, those tattoos are demonic or something like that. And he said, I am Satan. Something like that. And he even said, like, some dude laughed because he got the joke. And he, like, turned around and, like, winked at him. But she just freaked out and was just like, that motherfucker is not real. He was probably just like, damn. So he was a little scary looking.
I was thinking it was a reptile or some shit like that.
Oh, like a shapeshifter? Person.
He low-key kind of looked like he could have.
Oh, like the dude that had his tongue cut in half, that guy?
No,
the dude with the forked tongue?
You know the Illuminati and the reptiles and all that conversation?
No.
All that conspiracy?
Would y'all join?
That's Jay-Z.
I mean,
like for real though. Like, let's say y'all do a stand up special, that shit start going crazy, and then you get this mythical looking email.
Yeah,
how does an email look mythical? All right, let's just say a physical letter, right?
Yeah, you would have to write a letter. I wouldn't trust the email.
I think it would be something crazy. Well, it depends, because if they do all this crazy shit with blood and babies and all that stuff, I don't want any part of that.
So okay, wait. Let me pitch you guys. I'm the Illuminati.
Okay, pitch it.
You guys just blew up.
Make sure you do a good job. Okay.
Okay, for sure. So To whom it may concern. I don't know how they start these
things. You send me a form letter, I'm out.
Nasia or Roxy with like a fucking bloody footprint.
Yeah.
We're so excited to tell you that you've made it. Congratulations. Mm-hmm. Everybody knows about you. Unfortunately, we're going to have to ask you to come in and do just a small sacrifice. But after that sacrifice, your career is going insane. I'm talking you in the next Transformers.
What is a sacrifice?
Ooh. Huh?
What is a sacrifice?
So there's layers, okay? Just to warm you up, baby goat, right?
Well, there's baby goats who are rude.
How do you know this?
Because they're just like shouting and screaming for nothing.
What if it? What
are
if
you
they're
around
trying to speak? Goats?
I've seen goats.
Goats do be wild. They'll hit you and stuff.
Yeah,
like
they will
that.
Hit you.
Okay.
But like then said, what's the next level?
Warm up. Like I said, warm up. Baby goat, just a small animal, right?
Oh, mm-hmm. I'm gonna feel bad.
Then
I'm out.
It's like a Pandora's box type situation. Like mm-hmm. you press a button and like three people on Earth die, right?
Aww.
Okay.
She's still fully on board.
I was
like,
out at the goat. I wouldn't feel bad.
Listen, the world is overpopulated. Anyway.
All right, Thanos over here.
Right?
She's like, fuck them goats, fuck them people.
She's like,
money.
Just kill the people. I don't care.
Give me the bag.
Wait. You didn't let me say the third one.
Okay.
Third one is
there's more.
Sacrificing a family member.
Oh no.
Okay.
Wait.
You know they be saying that, you know.
Yeah. Do I like this family member? Cause that's the thing. It'd be family members that people actually like.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you should like them.
Yeah, because then it's not just
it's
like
really
in,
a sacrifice,
in magic.
Right?
Yeah, it's like it has to mean something to you. No, I could. I was out at the goat because I don't feel like. Well, I don't know what they
goats
offer. But
oh,
what
you're
are
not
you
getting
offering?
Past the goat.
I'm not getting past the goat. But what are they offering? Money? It's the money and the fame and all
no,
that.
No, no,
stuff,
no.
Right?
Like
I'm good forever.
Netflix special, movie deals, photo, like all your wildest. Imagine you talking to nigga Robin Williams as the genie. Like literally,
okay.
You ain't
okay.
never had a friend like me type shit.
I'm good, cause no. I don't want them calling me. I don't want them to talk to me, cause we have to communicate. I kind of got to be at your beck and call. You're not just
Illuminati?
Finna give me, yeah. You're not just finna give me that.
You worried
and leave
about
me
the
alone.
Monthly brunches?
Yeah, I don't want to talk to y'all. I don't want to. I don't. No, I'm good. And the goat. I felt bad about the baby goat. I gotta look at it. It's gonna know I did it.
Listen.
I don't know if you ever jumped ship. I think you
were
good
in
with
it
all
from
three
top.
Levels.
From
no,
the top.
I wasn't really good with all three levels, but obviously I wouldn't be good with killing someone from my family.
Okay.
But at the same time,
you're good with the Pandora's box one.
Not really. I will have to see where this is going. Like, what is it in this for me? Because obviously, I don't want fame. I want success. It just comes together.
Mm-hmm.
But then I'll have to find a way to be like, what can I do that I will be able to provide for generations to come of my family, right? So they don't mm-hmm. have to worry about shit. And what can I do for the world? So would it be worth mm-hmm. it to do the sacrifice?
No, because you already killed those three people too. So you took somebody else's
but
family.
Like, you know, three people?
Mm-mm.
She's talking about helping millions.
And yeah. I could just...
That's
not.
What I'm saying.
I'm on for it for a greater good.
Right. But if the greater good comes at a cost, like... You got to crack a few eggs to make an omelet, mm-hmm. right? Remember that? That's my favorite
remember
saying.
Remember that, is it?
That's a good saying.
Remember how
that's
people
a good
say
saying,
that?
Right?
Remember when people do that? I would take the butthole deal that people be talking about.
What is a butthole? Mm-hmm.
That's what they be saying. You got to take it in a butthole, and then you can get successful.
That's
what.
That's just
that's
one
what
of
they
the...
say.
By
I,
who?
I don't know. That's the...
By
I guess
a demon.
That's the...
Fuck no.
Oh, man.
Dude, did you see American
is he
Horror
fine?
Story?
Is he an attractive demon?
What's an attractive demon?
Yeah. Like Inuyasha's brother?
Yeah, cool. Yeah.
Brad Pitt demon. I'm fucking.
So, Inuyasha? But he has two dicks together in one.
Oh, that's fire.
That's crazy.
No,
I'm gonna
get
told.
No,
where's the
it's
second
like,
one
it will,
go?
It will
it's
rip your.
One, oh, it's gonna
butt
rip
crack.
My butthole.
Yeah, of course. It's like this. It's
oh,
like
right,
two together.
It is
in
the butt.
I mean, I might just have to practice
what
a little
if
bit.
The second one can swirl around.
Oh, that's fire! I'm doing that.
And go into the
one in
the
pink, one in a
oh,
snake. I'm
nice.
In there. I'm in there. And he's a fine demon. Is Brad Pitt demon? I'm in there.
No one's.
She said, "I'm taking Brad Pitt or Inuyasha's brother." I'm in there.
One or the other.
Yeah, but okay. I would rather do that than kill the goat. I'll take demon dick.
So,
I like them hearty.
So Illuminati is on the table for you guys. It's pretty much what I can. That's what I can. That's what I can get.
Oh, somebody said it's just the dudes. That's not fair.
It's just what
the dudes can take the butthole deal because it's supposed to be like you don't. It's the thing you don't want. That's why it's. Yeah, it's a sacrifice. Like I took your butthole. I took your manhood. Take my butthole. It's fine. I've done worse for less.
doesn't sound like a I mean, I didn't even want to join a frat because of
Hell Week.
It's just when they like do you. Borderline sus stuff. They'll like drip hot candle wax on you or like
make you. I don't mind that.
Another dude doing it to me?
I like that.
Yeah,
no, that's terrible. Not. Yeah, I
like it. Why would you want that?
Exactly. And then they make you like that you're not get tacos to, yeah. for them at like 3 a.m. You're basically
Do
their
they
bitch.
Pay?
Huh?
Do
Probably
they pay?
Not.
Oh, no.
You gotta clean their house, and then all of a sudden you guys are friends. Like,
no, I'm never gonna forget that you beat me.
Exactly. Exactly. I don't have.
I'm gonna get my get back too.
I'm not that forgiving.
Me neither.
All right. So overall, Hurricane Hillary. A little disappointing, right?
Hurricane.
Yeah.
What were you doing? Were y'all like, did y'all get it? I'm embarrassed. Did y'all make like emergency packs and stuff?
I got water and some snacks and like food, but I was going to do that anyway. It was just shopping.
You see, I don't cook just for myself, so I never buy groceries. Mm-hmm. And I found a restaurant that it's really cheap and very healthy. But because of all this stuff around the tornado, I went shopping and I spent like $200 for nothing.
Now you just got
so
a
now
full,
you gotta cook.
A full
and
fridge.
And I have a full fridge, so now I'm obligated to cook.
Can you cook?
Yeah, of course. I used to be a chef. Yeah. Oh,
so that should be fine. What kind of stuff? Portugal food?
Portuguese food, Mediterranean
Portugal
food.
Portugal food. God damn
it. It's okay. You got it.
Yeah, she be making Portugal food.
Portugal food?
It's okay. I'm used to it.
You cook like yeah, crazy, right?
I be in there whipping what? And I'm not vegetarian anymore, oh. So I'll be in there flipping it.
You be making Portugal food?
I've made a Portugal.
You did?
No.
What is Portuguese?
What is
food?
Like rice?
Oh, Portuguese food is like kind of mixed between Mediterranean food and kind of like Spanish. So imagine it's kind of like we eat a lot of seafood.
Okay,
oh, that's fire.
So like shrimps, crab, lobster.
Ceviche.
We do like so. Okay, Portugal and Spain. Mm-hmm. I like. Fake twins, brothers that low-key hate each other.
Ah.
So, for example...
Oh, you don't like the Spanish?
No, it's just like... It's kind of like Canada and America.
Yeah, they like... They there, but they like...
So, for example, we have...
We think we better.
They have the paella, right? And we have seafood rice.
But it'd be the same?
It's basically the same, but it's cooked differently, but it looks the same. We have the... they have tapas.
Mm-hmm.
We just call it... Prats carnes frias, which is the same thing. So
sounds,
a lot of like
sounds harder.
Yeah,
they're like, nah, y'all got that.
It's the same.
We're better.
It's the same,
no. That's how I feel about what is it? Mediterranean food and like Persian food.
Oh yeah, I see that.
It's
see?
Very
similar.
Very, it's very like similar. So I just kind of feel like I ordered the same thing. You know, I just realized how racist I was with food.
Mm-hmm.
What's your favorite food?
Oh my God. I think I want to say Mexican is top.
Mexican's fire.
Mexican is definitely up there. I think I eat that more than my own people's food. But I was trying to find for a show, I was trying to find restaurants that were similar to Nobu, because Nobu is Japanese, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I started realizing that sometimes I'll just go to an Asian restaurant and I'll just be like, fried rice, or you know what I mean, like this, and I don't know, not even basic, like I didn't know how specific it was, because like chicken shrimp fried rice, that's Chinese.
Yep.
So we were trying to like compare dishes, and I didn't even know that there was a cultural gap, and like most of the stuff is very specific, but us ignorant people will just go to a restaurant and be like, hey, do you guys have, you know, ramen or something, and they're like, ah, that's Japanese.
Yeah,
this is a Korean.
A
this is Korean food. Yeah. Yeah. So I'm trying to be less ignorant.
It's okay.
So that's
it's
why
just
I'm
experience
asking.
And stuff. My brother, we went to a Chinese restaurant, and he was like, "Can I get some rice with gravy?" And they were like,
"Okay,
we're not in the hood." Like, you know, because like at the hood Chinese spots, I don't know if y'all got them out here like that, but it's like
rice and gravy.
Yeah, it's like because it's like wings. You'll get like 12 wings. And fried rice and gravy. It's not
is he
the
from
ones
what, D.C. or DMV?
Texas.
Oh.
Yeah, they're doing it in Texas.
And rice and gravy
is
a thing out there?
Yeah, it's fire.
What?
But it's not Chinese.
What? Yeah, what cuisine would that be under?
They know.
Black.
Yeah, they like it. It's in the hood. They like, y'all like that gravy.
That's funny.
With the egg
I've
rolls.
I've never heard of that.
It's good.
Rice and gravy.
But we were like at a nice Chinese restaurant. They were like, eh. My uncle was like, you think you had the greasy spoon? It's like, yeah, they don't do that.
The greasy spoon?
They do not do that.
What is your favorite food? I want
to
know.
Ooh, seafood. It's definitely like, crab legs, and like a good seafood boil, or like some gumbo. Man, so yeah, it's a tie between like Louisiana food and Mexican food. Cause like
Louisiana,
Creole, Louisiana. So it's good. I'm hungry. I love seafood, so damn. It's like étouffée.
We would talk about food today. Crawfish. Today's my water cleanse day.
And oh, is it?
I can't eat after this.
Have you eaten anything today?
No.
Damn, I can't do it.
No, I can't. Water cleanse.
I can't do water cleanse. I can't be without eating. What's the name? No. Fasting. I can't fast.
Juice cleanses though.
I will kill somebody.
It's only 24 hours, low key.
I can't though.
Do you feel better after?
It's more of a mental thing, and yeah, for sure. It really, like, it almost, like, resets the week of bad decisions.
What about juices? Can you have, like...
I can have juice, yep.
Okay.
I had Gatorade this morning.
But that does...
Like a juice.
What's wrong with
like
that?
Like a carrot juice.
You should
juice.
Have, like, a celery, like a healthy juice.
Oh, no, I didn't mean that was juice. I was just saying that it's pretty open. It's basically, like, a liquid.
Oh, I'm you doing can a cleanse to be healthy. Starts with Gatorade.
Gatorade isn't unhealthy, you know?
It's a lot of sugar.
A lot of sugar.
Is it?
And
it's not good for you.
And colorant.
Gatorade ain't good for you?
And especially
not
if you don't,
you're
like...
working out a bunch because really,
it's high
really
in salt.
Yeah,
you fucking yourself up.
Especially the stuff with the zero sugar and the aspartame, all that's...
It's bad.
I have been drinking so much Gatorade.
Yeah, cut
it
out.
It's crazy.
Yeah, your salt is high. You're going to have a swole foot.
Salt?
It's because it's the electrolytes to replenish the workout. That's what
electrolytes are salt?
Yeah, pretty much.
I mean, yeah, there's different kinds of salt, but you can kind of call them all that.
Salty ass drinking, boy.
I've been drinking so much Gatorade.
Yeah, it's bad.
I was thinking it was...
Let's go for a run.
What color is your pee?
It's clear.
See,
you're
that
overhydrated.
Means overhydrated, yes.
I thought that meant good. Nah.
No, you got a little yellow. Are you serious?
Yeah, I just was reading
about
that.
What else do you need to know? How babies are made?
I thought that clear pee meant that's you were getting a good a good amount of water.
No, because then you're not flushing out enough of the something.
I thought that means everything was flushed out.
No, that means it's just water coming out.
Yeah.
This is an eye-opening
episode. And what water do you drink? I want to know.
Ooh, good question.
We're gonna get
She's coming with the question.
Don't
you say Arrowhead?
I'm interviewing you. What's going on?
What's your water?
God, I sometimes I go for the Ralph's regular, you know,
generic brand.
You have to read the instructions.
Then I have
not the instructions. What's the name of
nutritional stuff?
Yeah.
And then there's like
Don't you see.
pH balanced water.
So I don't know what pH balance exactly means, but I know that
it's
you don't want to.
The alkaline.
You want to. You don't want to drink. What's the thing that it says on the water bottle sometimes? Mineralized water.
Mineral water.
Yeah.
Mineral water. You don't.
No, because it's basically like tap water, and they boil it, and they add. It's you want to drink. What's the one that comes from the waterfalls? I was speaking
spring water.
Spring water.
Oh,
yeah.
You don't want to
you want to drink those because those are better.
Mm-hmm. You do?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because what happens is when you drink a lot of that water, it flushes all your minerals out. So you're drinking water and you dehydrate it.
And that's why your pee clear.
Yeah, and Coca-Cola water is really bad for you too.
Mm-hmm. Coca-Cola water?
Yeah.
That, what is it? Dasani, I think, or something like that.
Yeah.
They said that's like the worst.
You could taste that immediately.
My daughter's like, that's my favorite. I'm like,
damn. So what y'all be drinking? What do I do, guys?
I drink Mountain like Liquid Death, or I have a filter in my fridge.
Mm-hmm. Same. I got a Brita filter thing.
I got the little standalone thing, but I just never be
filling it up.
I fill it up. I don't change the actual jug.
Oh, you have to change it.
You have to change it. It'll tell you when to change it.
Yeah, you're wilding.
Why there is anything?
You're too rich for this, Pat. Go get a new filter.
I'm even drinking water wrong.
Yeah.
All right. What's gonna
make your semen nasty?
Look, you sit down in a podcast with two women. What do you expect?
Yes.
We're gonna tell you everything you do wrong.
I'm getting fucking water advice. I love it.
And we're trying to take care of you.
You don't want nasty semen.
I can get nasty semen from water.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. It's in everything.
You smell like it'll smell bad.
Yes, it'll stink, and then she won't want to swallow it. Whoever she may be.
She'll spit it back on your face.
Yeah.
Oh my god!
Chewy. Oh, that's
an
wild
overreaction.
Is it though?
On my face?
I'd have some smelly semen that I wanted to spit back.
Well, then just spit it out on the on a cup.
It depends
something.
On the. You just got a cup handy?
I don't know. Not on my face.
Chewy.
Yeah, that's wild. Because she got mad because of the smell.
Yeah, it was the anger, the aggression.
That is so damn scary. Now I'm gonna be insecure about the smell of my.
Can you
semen?
Smell my semen? I dated a dude that used to work at a sandwich spot, so he just ate like deli meat all day and not a lot of vegetables. and I was sucking his peen one time,
and it smelled like pastrami.
Yeah, yes, it tasted like a pizza.
That's because you sweat.
Like,
you
yeah,
sweat,
it tasted sweat like. It all out. Yeah, yeah, I was like,
yeah, well, that's good.
And he smoked cigarettes. I was like, oh, we're done.
And he smoked. Cigarettes?
He smoked cigarettes. Oh, I was like, oh, this isn't gonna.
No, 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 no. We don't want that.
He used to get bitched in the mall. It was embarrassing. I was like,
he used to get bitched in the mall.
Yeah, I got stories. We were walking in the mall one time. We were holding hands, and this other guy's like walking towards me and grabs my outer hand and like pulls me off of my boyfriend.
What?
Yes. And he was like, when you want to, and you know, y'all don't say the N-word, but I have to for the purpose of the story. When you want to be with a real nigga, call me. And my boyfriend's right there. And I was just like, yo, get your bitch ass on. But I'm like, you not going, you just going to let me get.
Oh, he went.
We broke
fight.
Up. Yeah, you would have to beat his ass. So we broke up after that. I can't.
You broke up because of that?
He got bitched and you got you pizza got,
did
dick.
You, did you get with the real nigga after that?
No, he wasn't. If he was a little finer, I would have. I thought about it. I'm like, I like you. You're a little bold. But that was too bold. That was too bold.
Let me say this.
Smelly dick.
There's a lot of niggas in prison right now who were just in one moment trying to look cool for their lady.
Yep.
Don't fall true. For that shit, lady, dudes. Fuck that.
Just treat her nice. Pay for her nails and her hair.
That.
Facts. Yeah.
Pay for her bills.
Yeah.
He couldn't, but he wasn't even like, hey, get off of her. He just was like. Like, at least shout, call the police. Something.
Shout?
Get off of here! Something.
say something like, excuse me, sir.
Yeah, unhand her, fair I sir. Mean, I don't know, something.
Imagine he pressed him and then got beat up in
oh,
front of
oh, that would have been hilarious. I would have jumped
in. See how
that
could have been worse?
But I would have jumped in. I'm not going to let you get beat
what
up.
The fuck would you jump in?
I'm not going to let you both go to jail.
I was right. assaulted.
And then, if he beat his ass... He goes to jail, and then you get with someone else anyway.
Yeah, I definitely was going to do that. I definitely was going to do that.
Why you guys, niggas are so dumb.
Your fans are so nice. There's like nothing crazy, dirty.
No, they're like,
well, this
alkaline.
Is Patreon. You know, maybe when it's released to the,
well, they
the
did
general
say that
wild of the internet.
Somebody said this episode had 3 females in it. I saw that earlier, but I wasn't going to read
see
it.
That.
I swear to God.
You being petty.
I'm
you
not. Saw
that's,
it.
That's only because you got pretty eyes.
Yeah, you're beautiful. Drink some more water.
Then no pop the, more. As long as it's the right water. I'm gonna have, they
MTM
gonna call me,
said it. See?
They're going to call me Musty Semen.
Musty Semen.
MTM, why don't you get off your laptop. I don't got nothing.
Get off your laptop.
We all said our favorite foods. You did it.
Oh. I don't know. I really miss Portuguese food, to be honest.
You miss it?
Yeah.
Like, did you cook any of it?
No, because I don't have the right ingredients. Like, even the olive oil, it's different here.
Yeah.
And everything. Like,
what's so good about y'all olive oil?
It's probably
it's
actual,
pure.
Yeah.
It's actually olive oil.
Somebody and probably pressing that shit
yeah,
in
their
house.
Yeah, it's a grade, just like one grade of olives. It's not like all the different types and
I've never
stuff.
Had somebody stunt on me
real
with olive
oil. Real olive oil is expensive.
Yeah. It
so,
tastes crazy. It's
so
a completely
good.
Different taste.
I don't even know what olive oil tastes like out here, to be honest.
Trey.
Every time I go home,
why.
I
you're supposed to have a flavor. Like
it's yeah. not supposed to?
No, it is. No, it's it like is. A distinct yeah. flavor.
I don't think I've ever just
oil.
Like...
You never
like,
had it where
you,
they dip
oil.
It in the bread with the
yeah.
herbs and stuff? Oh,
you never
fire.
Had sour...
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
You never fire. Had like fresh sourdough bread oh. that's mm-hmm. still warm, and then you put... salt and pepper in olive oil, and you pass the bread, and it's so good.
It's
just you fire. Pass the bread?
Mm-hmm.
You put the bread in pass it. So before, I was speaking Portuguese with my mom on Skype,
mm-hmm.
and now my English is fucked up.
What you mean?
Going back and oh, forth.
Like, I'm going back, like, because now I'm thinking in Portuguese, and that's why I said past, which I'm in Portuguese, passar means dip. So in my...
I no, thought you meant you were
we'll,
passing
it
around.
We'll, yeah, you're saying, but we'll figure it out.
I'll get it.
It was actually pretty rude of you to not assume we could speak
yeah.
Portuguese.
Yeah, I've been speaking
nobody
it.
Speaks Portuguese.
Never, yeah.
Not nope. even Portuguese people speak Portuguese.
So wait, don't they speak Portuguese in Brazil?
Yes. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Because
they colonized
Brazil. Mm-hmm. Brazil.
Okay.
And they speak Portuguese in Africa too. Did you know that?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because they colonized the gold.
Yep.
Yeah,
gold.
Portugal
wow.
itself is next to Spain.
Yep.
Okay, thank God.
Hey, come on, there we go.
Difficult.
There we go.
That was a Hail Mary.
It's not difficult.
You got it.
Geography?
Mm-hmm.
Hell yes, it is. Where everything in the world is?
Yeah, you're right.
That's confusing.
I don't know.
I get my states mixed up too. Wait, but you never said what dish?
So in America, because there's actually 2 Portuguese restaurants, but they are not legit.
Mm.
2 in America?
No, I meant here in California.
Oh, okay.
But they are not legit.
They like
and it just makes
fake.
Me mad.
You like this ain't like, real.
It'd be like Mexican people cooking it.
It's Mexican people cooking it. It's not real. Oh, it's and not it has, you can
Mexican
tell it's
people
like,
know how to cook a couple
they
different cuisines.
They absolutely do.
Though.
They're
really,
not cooking some
really good
food.
At Chinese
authentic.
Food, too.
That's yeah. the word. Authentic.
Authentic Portuguese food.
I really love Asian food.
That's
love,
your top?
Yeah, but I like, because I used to be a flight attendant, and I traveled a lot to China and Thailand.
Mm-hmm. Man, and what airline were you?
Etihad. I was in Abu Dhabi.
Oh, shit. Yeah. So this was not LAX.
Okay. Okay. So I became like obsessed with eating Asian food. And now it's the only thing that I find that it's like good here. So, mm-hmm. But I eat all the like stinky stuff. Like I like kimchi.
Oh, I love kimchi.
Kimchi's fire.
I love kimchi so much. But
Wait. Give some more examples. Because when you said stinky, I was like, what the fuck?
Then the
you
fermented said kimchi. Stuff.
Yeah.
I like sardines, but that's like Portuguese.
With the face still on it?
I like
the face.
Oh, yeah. I suck those faces on.
Suck his face.
Nah, homie.
So good.
Sucking sardine face.
So good.
Ain't it?
Dude, do you know what we eat in Portugal? Sardines. Talking about sucking. Do you know what we eat in Portugal?
What?
Talking about sucking. Do you know what we eat in Portugal?
No.
Snails.
Oh, yeah. Eat snails? I didn't know that.
Yeah, you suck them.
Out the shell?
Yeah.
Are they good?
Oh, so good. And then you suck the juice out.
Oh, so it's like crawfish.
Yes,
we do crawfish.
Kinda like that. Snails. We eat eels. You know, eels, the snakes of the sea.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Ugly as hell.
I heard eel is good.
They're good. Yeah. They're
and
good
like
on
if
sushi.
It's roasted.
They have
like,
it out here.
Oh, I'm going to try
They
some.
Have grilled eel. They be like putting like a big slab on top of the sushi.
But I've never just had it like
eel sauce
itself.
Is good too. I always
eel
thought that was semen
They're
though.
So good. We eat the eyes of the fishes.
We you just be like plucking
scooping
them out.
Them?
Yeah, we eat rabbit. I don't eat rabbit. I don't like rabbit. And we eat like little birds, but I don't like little birds.
Like
what's
quail?
A little bird?
It's like birds that are tiny.
Like a
little
pigeon?
Chicken, like a little chicken
we
nugget?
We eat pigeons.
For real?
Yeah.
What pigeon tastes like?
Gamey?
Like,
I
no,
hate it, that word so much. That word keeps me from experimenting
really?
With other foods. Oh, gamey. It's gamey. It's like chicken,
rabbit
but tough.
Yeah.
No, it tastes... what does it taste like?
Pigeon? No,
so once
ugly.
my mom, you know, the meat is brown.
Mm-hmm.
And, oh, and my mom asked for chicken soup, right? And she goes, okay. And then the meat was brown. I'm like, why is the chicken brown? And she goes, because it's a Latin chicken.
Latin chicken?
Yeah, it was a pigeon. Later on, after she was like, did you like it? I said, it's okay. And she goes, yeah, it was pigeon.
Why didn't she call it pigeon? Why did she call it Latin chicken? Because
she knew I wouldn't eat it.
Yeah, you got a plate. What? Somebody did that with me with a turtle. They were like, oh, it's chicken.
No.
And I was like, oh, okay. It was actually good.
How is turtle served?
Gamey.
Was it in soup?
No,
was
it
a strip?
It was in a soup.
Oh.
I feel like most of the time they put like meat in soups.
Weird meats?
Yeah. So you
they
want, or
advantage.
A stew or something. Yeah, because you don't know.
What does
they
turtle
horse
taste like?
Stew.
It was chewy. Gator's really good. Gator's probably one of my favorite random meats. Gator's
I can look
delicious.
At an alligator and know it's
not
taste
good.
No,
that motherfucker's delicious.
They eat shit though.
Damn
they
it.
Eat shit.
I mean, feel like everything
eat,
in
not
the,
literally shit, but they eat
they
like
bad. Like crawfish be eating nasty
yeah.
stuff.
Yeah, won't be
shrimp,
eating good though.
Lions.
Yeah.
Why?
Because they getting fresh meat.
Yeah, they get fresh meat.
Oh, you're saying that everybody else eats like dead shit?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scavenger.
I mean, they probably wouldn't taste good, though. Predators don't really taste good because they don't
no.
get a lot of fat on them.
Well, they don't have fat.
Oh,
on
yeah,
them.
It's all
they
lean. Yeah. You have to brine that lion meat for like a day
what
or two.
What about whale? Have you guys ate whale?
Mm-mm. Oh, yeah, Jell-O.
Jell-O?
Ain't there some whale in there?
I thought that was
no?
pig.
Jell-O, gelatin? No, that's
piggy,
pig,
right?
Pig hide, horse hide.
I thought there was whale blubber in there.
No.
What?
You can't hunt whales anymore like that.
Is it in lipstick?
That used to be the case?
I feel
no. Whale blubber was used for lamps to for oil.
What?
Yeah.
What about dolphin?
Figured that out? Huh?
They burned it. And they're like, oh, this burns like oil. We'll use it.
Oh, this works. Hey, you got to be a weirdo. Like, hey, burn this shit.
Let's
see
go kill
happened.
A whale so we can see better. That's so random.
Frog legs?
I've never no.
Never had those.
Ooh, those are good.
I had veal heart recently.
Oof,
was
how
it
that
good?
Go?
Organs, I don't know. I think
gamey?
it's a texture
it's
issue
a texture.
With me because like it was actually seasoned really well and it tastes good, but like the
soft,
sponginess
yeah,
of an organ and just like the mental
thinking that it's an organ,
yeah, knowing it's an organ, and it's like a That's like a mainstream organ. It's not like
it was a heart, and isn't the heart a baby?
Like your main one.
It's a baby. You ate baby
young
cat.
Heart. Yeah,
you ate a young heart like Snow White. You fucking.
I thought I was gonna have nightmares of like its visions.
Cats are so cute.
Oh, you saw its love life.
I thought I saw. I was gonna see its final moments and some shit, but no, I only took a couple bites and then I couldn't do it anymore. But I don't know. I can't really. It's hard for me to eat like. "Quote unquote weird stuff."
Mm-hmm. No, we gonna go to a Cajun spot because they season the same thing. They season it and put it on stuff. We gonna get some frog legs and some gator. You can go.
Okay,
go.
Thank you.
Can pull up. We gonna go. We gonna get some gator and some frog legs.
I'm interested in Portuguese food just because I don't. It seems like they're. It's very rare out here. You said there's two in LA,
but she said they were trash. Two, so we gotta go authentic. To Portugal.
Yeah, or I mean, if we can see if we can find ingredients and I cook.
All right, yay! Party
okay, so
house.
You dusting the chef out off.
Yeah.
Good.
We can go steal the ingredients because I'm broke.
You weren't chefing in the pandemic?
Chefing?
Yeah, I was.
You were? Mm-hmm. So what made you like put the chef hat down? Like, I'm not doing this no more.
I got divorced.
That'll do it.
And then I'll just by myself. I'm like, oh, I don't have to cook. I don't have to clean.
It's a lot of work. Isn't that easier though? You'd be like, man, I'm making half the portions.
Because if you cook for, you can just cook for one person. You have to cook for like two.
It is a little
tough. It's hard. And you just got all those leftovers and stuff like that.
That'd be lit. You like, hey, this is all day.
I don't like leftovers.
This is all day.
This is looking like all week.
Yeah, I don't like to leftovers.
Reheat them. Yeah, especially if it's seafood and stuff. Like, I don't like reheating seafood.
Oh, no, you can't do that.
If you do it on a stove, it's okay. But people be trying to put it in a microwave. I'm like, oh, you're nasty.
Yeah, I don't like it in microwave either.
You're a nasty person. Put it on a stove.
I want a crab boil.
Ooh, you want to do a crab boil?
Let's
do a crab boil.
We should do a crab boil and film it and talk to people.
Yes.
Like a mukbang?
But I want to see you sucking those legs.
Suck the legs.
Whoa.
I agree.
The crab.
Suck the legs.
All right, so there is a pause-free way to do it, but...
No, it's not.
It's really not. You just gotta crack as much as you can so that it ain't just a long. Cause like people like
be slurping it.
People be really like reckless with it. They be like,
"That's me."
Like, damn, how much they don't?
Hey, suck the juice.
Wait, real quick though, do y'all get what spice level do y'all get?
Medium to hot, depending. Cause sometimes it's too hot, and I'm like, I can't enjoy this.
That's fair.
Yeah, I like medium too.
Yeah,
you don't do spicy.
I like spicy.
I assumed all Latina girls ate everything spicy.
Mm-mm-mm.
That's
look
not
you.
True.
Look at your biased.
Look at you. Wow.
It seems like you'd be eating shit spicy. All right.
It seems like you'd be eating shit.
Ooh, this is perfect because we're talking about food.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Party at your house, too. We didn't forget.
Mukbang.
Mukbang at Pat's house.
That's how I'm going to break my fast is a... crab boil mukbang.
Let's go.
Medium hot spice.
I'm gonna make the butter with the citrus
in
it.
Do y'all do shrimp with the heads on it?
Oh yeah, I like.
Oh yeah,
it's the flavor.
So it doesn't matter what the fish or what the creature is. It has a head. You gonna suck the head?
I mean, I didn't say that. You did.
I'm just saying sardines, shrimp.
Yeah, it's been a couple, yeah.
He out here sucking
crawfish.
Face.
You gotta suck the crawfish head though. So.
Yeah.
I don't typically eat things with the face still on it, but shrimps, I'll do it. I'll pull the head out, take the little that little shit strip
the
off of it.
Shit boo-boo
I fucking hate that thing.
Like
I hate the shit.
You knew
strip.
We was finna kill you. You should have did that shit earlier, shrimp. You held that in. Till you
right.
Died.
I enjoy the shrimps that take a nice dump before they die.
Thank
like they
you.
Release and then they get caught. So you're like. Thanks, man. I appreciate
it's
it.
Like, wait a minute.
It is. This is my Snorlax. I got all my little.
You got so many Pokemon
shit.
Backpacks. You had
you're right. Gengar.
Gengar is one of
them. Damn, you're right.
Yeah.
I got a Charizard too. All right. This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. There's a lot going on right now. This is basically the post-pandemic era. People are coming outside for the first time in years, and I personally feel like people don't know how to act. There's all types of crazy, you know, mass shootings. There's all types of, you know, police brutality. Our timeline is wicked right now. So through these times, you know, we're basically faced with a lot of tough choices, and the path forward isn't always clear. Whether you're dealing with decisions around career, relationships, or anything else, therapy helps you stay connected to what you really want while you navigate life. So you can move forward with confidence and excitement. And trusting yourself to make decisions that align with your values is like anything. The more you practice it, the easier it gets. Now, BetterHelp has been a huge part of Damn Internet You Scary pretty much from the beginning. Between Tahir's experience, our audience is constantly hitting us up talking about how BetterHelp has worked with them and whether or not you've been in therapy personally. This is just really the easiest way for you to try it out. It's so simple to do. You know, you have an online consultation, so switching therapists is so much easier. I know a lot of people who go to therapy, it's really, really tough to find the right person that matches with you. And BetterHelp makes that so, so, so much easier. And really, we're in the age where therapy is more talked about, especially in the Black community. We are told to bottle things in. And I just love that, you know, companies like BetterHelp are making the conversation more broad. And it's just more, I feel like it's, we're seeing it more. We're seeing people being more open about going to therapy, about talking through their problems. And it's just a huge, huge deal, especially in our community. So we love BetterHelp for that. And we want to make sure that we are constantly pushing this narrative. And it's entirely online. You know, the whole face-to-face thing can be really intimidating for some people. But this is designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. So there's really no excuse. There's really no excuse to not at least try it out. All you got to do is fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Okay, so how do I do this, you may be asking? All you got to do is visit BetterHelp.com/DIYS today, and you will get 10% off your first month. So after all that great advice I just gave you, now there's a discount to go with it. Again, that is BetterHelp, HELP.com/DIYS. And just give it a try. Just give it a try. See if it helps. Let therapy be your map with BetterHelp. All right. I have a question for y'all before we get into the food thing. Do y'all be like listening to the universe? Like when something happens?
Yeah.
Do you be like thinking sometimes, like, well, this might be a sign?
I got a funny story.
Oh, go
Can
first.
I say it?
Go for, yeah.
Okay.
For sure.
Why do I say yeah? I'm not the host.
So, but when I first came here, I drove all the way from Texas to LA.
When was that?
February.
What the? You brand spanking new in LA.
Yeah. Okay. And I was like freaking the fuck out. Mm-hmm. And I was like I had really fucked up panic attacks because I felt so lost.
Mm-hmm. During the drive or just in general?
Just in general. Like it's I was like, I don't know
it's
what
a
I'm
long
doing.
Drive too.
Yeah, it's like
that's scary.
2 days, yeah. I drove up here too.
It's a long ass drive.
Yourself?
Yeah. Mm. And you know, years when I was in high school, my teacher showed me Texas Massacre. It was a substitute teacher. She's like, okay, we're gonna watch this movie.
Texas. In Texas?
No, we were in Portugal.
Oh shit.
Yeah. So I only came to Texas, America 4 years ago. So we were watching that movie, and you know Texas Massacre is like just a bunch of people, they get lost, and then this in Texas.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, who the fuck would be driving half-cross
damn,
country?
That was you.
And then years later, it was me. I was so paranoid.
How did you manifest so much? You ended up in Texas by yourself driving?
I know.
From Portugal?
I know. So this is what's crazy. So I arrived in LA, and I was going to watch this apartment. I was going to look at this apartment. And I was sitting in a car. And I didn't have much money, of course, still don't, but better than before. And I was like, okay, if I'm supposed to be in LA, give me a fucking sign, okay? I go in this apartment. I'm like looking at the apartment. The lady's super nice. And she's like, what do you do for a living? I never say I'm a comedian. I always say like I'm an accountant or some shit like that. This time I said I'm a comedian. She goes, oh, show me your Instagram. I show her my Instagram and she goes, give me a second. And then she's like, are you free tomorrow to do Kevin Hart Radio?
Oh, shit.
And I was like,
this was the landlord?
Yeah.
She had a couple jobs.
So, yeah. Her boyfriend worked there at the Kevin Hart.
Uh-huh.
So then I did it. The same day, I had a show at the Laugh Factory. Only dudes. Like, I think it was Jamie Kennedy and Renee Vaca and Trevor Wallace. Okay. And a bunch, like, all dudes. I was the only girl. And I'm like, going to go up next. And I asked this guy by chance. I was like, hey, can you just confirm how much time I'm doing? I think it's just 10 minutes, right? And he goes, I'll go check. And they're already saying my name. And he goes, oh, you're doing 20. And I'm like, what?
Oh, shit.
And I went up. It went so fucking well.
Nice.
I was so happy. And then I got out of the stage. I'm driving home and I stop in the red light. And I'm like, maybe this is just a big coincidence, you know? Because I'm here without my family and I feel like I'm maybe just wasting time and I shouldn't be doing this. Mm-hmm. And I look left and there's a billboard that says, everything led you here.
What? Oh, wow.
And it's just a billboard. There's nothing else. It's not a publicity. I was like, what the fuck?
That's a good billboard.
That's a
fine. I feel like
I want to go find
that would trigger anybody who's looking for a sign too, because it's just like that's so prominent. Like, nope, you good? Like,
yeah,
oh, shit. All right. For sure, I'm good.
I'm out here.
So wait, the Kevin Hart show was the show.
Was for Quick's house.
So she put you on the show.
Yeah.
It went crazy well.
Yeah.
And then you saw the sign, and this was right before you went to.
No. So she put me on the show. Which was the Quick's podcast radio for SiriusXM.
Oh, right. Then it was a radio show.
Yeah, that day I had a show at the Laugh Factory that went really well. And then when I was driving home, I saw the sign.
And that was like, boom.
Yeah.
That solidified it.
I mean, yeah, I'm always asking for signs, though.
Mm-hmm. Signs are, I mean, yeah. I feel like they happen all the time, but we don't be looking, you know. Mm-hmm. But once you start looking, you're like, so, here we go. Oh.
Yeah.
So, riddle me this.
All right.
Because I'll be looking at signs all the time. Imagine this happens to you. So an engaged Boston couple, they had a wedding ceremony like in Italy, right? And they were in Boston. Days before the wedding, their dog ate their passports. Their dog chewed up the passports literally less than 2 weeks before they're supposed to be married in Italy. Now, to be fair, 2 weeks is a long time. You can get a rush passport. However,
I'm not going to Italy.
How are y'all accepting that? Because I feel like a couple people in the comments were just like, that might be an omen to not get married.
I feel like it's more of an omen to not travel. For me, I would be like, I need to stay my ass here. Like, I'm just... be right here. I'm good.
You would just take it based off the travel. Yeah, so you would reschedule the wedding. Because
it didn't eat my rings. It ate the passport.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's like, okay, you don't want me to... Or, like, for me, because I know my dog. I sound like a weirdo. I'm like, I know my dog. My dog ate some stuff because she don't really eat stuff. Mm-hmm. I'm like, well, maybe you're scared. Like, maybe you don't want me to leave. Maybe you're having some type of abandonment issue.
The dog don't want you to get married.
I'm like, the dog's like, I'll stay home. So my dog doesn't sound like that, but I stay at the house. So yeah, I'm like, we're going to just get married here.
So you would just reschedule the wedding?
I would just be like, we're doing it at the house. Like,
right.
We're doing it in the city. We're not going to go to Italy. Or I'll go to Italy later, but maybe not the wedding in Italy. I don't really necessarily want to have a wedding anyway like that. So, we at the house.
From Italy to backyard.
We're back
for sure,
at the house.
Real quick. All right. What you think?
It depends. If I felt like, I'm not sure about this person, then I would take that as a sign.
Mm.
But if you were sure, then...
Then I'll be like, you motherfucker.
To the dog.
It would really just be about the dog.
Yeah.
It's going to go out like the goat did. She's like, I've been waiting.
Oh, yeah. You know that there's a little sacrifice for you.
The dog is a sacrifice?
Yeah, instead of the goat. She's like, hey, some got to go.
I love dogs.
Me too.
I heard something that that dogs, basically what you were saying, dogs chew up shoes because they see their master put on shoes before they leave.
So like, oh, you finna
so
go.
So the reason why they chew up shoes is because they don't want you to leave. And I was just like, aw.
That's really sweet.
Yeah, it's really sad, isn't it?
So if I fuck these shoes up, you ain't going nowhere.
So the marriage is okay with y'all
But I agree with what you said, too. It's like if I already was looking for a sign and then it chewed up the passports, I'm like, oh, we're not doing this.
Shit, if he was looking for a sign to get out, seems like it wouldn't be a good idea.
Like, man, it's a cloud outside. We're done.
I mean, I be watching scary movies, so I'm the type of person to get really, really frustrated when they don't see their dog desperately trying to tell them that something's wrong with the house. The dog be in the bathroom, looking at the closet, like, yo, y'all see this? Do you guys see what I'm seeing? And they're just like, hey, Odie, get your ass back here, hitting it and stuff. And it's like trying to help. Fast forward like an hour and a half, everybody dead. And they're just like, if only we knew it. It's just like,
I told you. Y'all listen.
All right, y'all. We gonna take a quick break and talk basketball, all right? Now, you guys know I'm an avid gamer, but now we got NBA 2K Mobile, so now I'm dunking on people on the go. You know what I'm saying? If I'm in the back of an Uber, if I'm waiting for a shoot, now I'm getting my Steph Curry on, okay? I'm a huge Steph Curry fan. So you guys remember those unforgettable NBA moments? Well, now you can get ready to create your own epic plays with NBA 2K Mobile. All right, this is a must-play mobile game for basketball lovers who want to conquer the court online. This is on the go. You just got it in your pocket. You don't got to sit down with a console or anything. This is NBA 2K Mobile on the go. You can download it for free and start customizing your My Player and Dream Team today. All right, all your favorite basketball legends on one team. I'm playing with the Warriors right now. I have no loyalty to Golden State, but Steph Curry's my boy. Steph Curry can shoot from the parking lot outside by the food trucks and still somehow make it and get all the points for it. So what is NBA 2K Mobile, you may be asking? Now, NBA 2K Mobile is the mobile game for real basketball fans, not anybody who just dibble-dabbles. This is for the real fans, all right? You can immerse yourself in the ultimate basketball gaming experience right there on your mobile device, all right? Like I said, no consoles, no TV screens, just right there on your phone, all right? You can collect player cards, build a custom powerhouse team, and rise to the top. Get your competitive juices flowing in cruise mode, and you can team up with your friends and try to get all the glory, infinite bragging rights in your friend group. You know how important that is? And just know that there's always something new to explore, okay? You can embrace the summer vibes with intense matches on the beach cruise court. You dunk on somebody at the beach? That's supposed to be a serene place for relaxation. Nah. Boom. Get this highlight reel. Get put on a poster on the beach. You can dive into tourney mode, events, and regular updates for nonstop action. Unlock and collect tons of player cards to enhance your team's performance and just overall step your game up on the court. All right. Showcase your skills, climb the leaderboard, and become a basketball legend. You can play with the virtual joystick or you can relax with auto mode. It's up to you, all right? And best of all, it is free to play on mobile. So download it right now, and you can use our promo code, all right? Our promo code is Tatum2KMobile, all right? That's how you redeem an exclusive Jason Tatum Pearl tier card, all right? So again, that's Tatum, T-A-T-U-M, 2K, Mobile, M-O-B-I-L-E, and you can redeem an exclusive Jason Tatum Pearl tier card. That is a tongue twister, but Make sure you download right now and get all the exclusives, all right? NBA 2K Mobile, download it now. All right, for next, I'm going to give you guys the choice of where we're going next.
Okay.
We can go bedbugs in Vegas.
Mm.
Oof.
Worms at Chili's.
I never do Chili's anyway.
You don't like Chili's?
Fuck no.
Chili's trash.
I don't eat any fast food or pre-made food.
Fast food or family restaurants?
I don't do that. I like my local shit that there's an old lady cooking in the back. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
So well, I know you're making that right now.
We already dipped our toes into this one.
Worms and Chili's.
I used to, when I was in college, I had this weird thing that I did where I would just go to a random family restaurant like Outback or something like that and just people watch. And I would eat and I would eat there and I would like check it out. Like if I was driving back from Palm Springs, I would stop at like a random family restaurant just to see what it's like. I'm not a big fan anymore. I think that it's just I moved on.
Why aren't you
from the food
anymore?
Or the people watching?
I always love. I don't think people watching is gonna ever die down. Just like I don't know, like Chili's, TGI Friday, what the fuck, TGI Fridays,
yeah,
Sizzler.
Yeah, it's not seasoned. They just be making food.
It's almost like assembly line food. And I like, ever since the pandemic, I like trying new foods.
Yeah.
Like, remember when, like, no one was going out and Postmate was going crazy? I would just try a different restaurant. So I would rather try, like, a new restaurant than go to, like, a family restaurant.
Mm-hmm.
So this happened, where did this happen? Didn't say. All right, well. This is at a Chili's.
Oh, I know Chili's.
Customers, they went viral because they were filming worms that was on their food. And you can tell this food is very much
that
half
food
eaten.
Looks nasty.
The food looks
it's gray.
Ugh. The food looks nasty.
What is that?
But it's also like very much so half eaten.
It looks like some type of pot.
They
it might be the mashed potatoes.
Where the worms?
It looks nasty.
I don't see the worms.
They're pretty small. So there's one right there. It's like it's almost like a maggot.
Ugh, that's dangerous.
No, for real though. See. They probably ate some of them. Because they really fucked that food up. You
see,
it's not like a brand new burger that's like, oh my god, this got worse.
Yeah, they're almost done.
That shit got three more bites.
So gross.
That shit got three more bites.
Terrible. I mean, at that point, it's like chicken with cheese and bacon or something on it.
Stop! I need you to stop analyzing.
Yeah, if there's worms in your chicken, that's.
Yeah, that's salmonella and stuff.
Some people are saying it's extra protein. And I'm horrified. What's y'all personality type? Y'all calling the manager?
Somebody getting an ass whooped.
Oh, so you
fighting? I'm fighting. You know I like to fight. That's always my answer. I'm a fight.
After you get your money back.
Yeah, I'm getting my money first. Probably sue. You know what
you're
right.
You doing all three?
Yeah, I'm going to cry. I'm gonna half cry, then I'm gonna get my money, then I'm coming back because I'm getting that shit in blood.
To fight the waiter,
the chef, and then I'm gonna find out where they
patrons.
Got who distributed this to you. They getting their ass.
Oh, this is
gonna
be like
who
the Taken.
Grew the chicken. Yeah, I'm gonna find
like
you.
Kill Bill. Every level
who
of
grew
the
this
industry.
Chicken, who picked it up? Everybody, every
Mr. Tyson.
On every level.
You gonna end up killing Tyson?
I'm walking ahead of Tyson. But I don't know. Yeah, I would definitely get my money back. But also, like, I feel like it needs to be more. Like, I'm eating a bug. It wasn't like, oh, this is nasty.
The thing is that
I need to get something. I gotta run me something.
If there's, like, worms like that, it means I didn't even give a fuck.
Yeah.
They didn't cook it for sure.
Yeah, I didn't even sniff it. Because I'm like, that's old chicken. You're cooking old chicken.
And they know it. They know when something is old. They know it.
Do you think that's the only reason that there could be?
So, some food, if it's like natural caught fish and that, do have parasites in the animals actually that they get in the wild. So you do have to be careful if you're buying wild caught food or game food, because a lot of like anything you're hunting in that, the animals pick up parasites in the wild, and if you eat that meat, it could have the parasites in it. So you need to extract them or cook it to a temperature that allows the. You can actually see if you're cooking a piece of salmon that has it, they'll leave. The piece of salmon as you're cooking it because they're dying.
Really, the worms will be like, shit's too hot in here.
That's like while it's in the skillet, the worms will just come out.
But that's why, like, you can't buy wild caught and make sushi out of it because it's not sushi grade because it still has potentially as.
I didn't know that's what sushi grade meant.
Yeah, it means it's clear of that. They've checked it. And they're not going to serve it to you.
So if you're cooking salmon and a bunch of hosts, like parasites leave. Does that mean that the salmon is good to eat,
so
or are you like,
it is,
nah?
You may not want. I can understand not wanting to because you don't want to see that.
You see them walk
but
out
it
of
mean,
my
if
food.
You cook, that's why they like you need to cook it to X number of degrees because it kills anything that's living in there, so it would not obviously get into your body.
So if it was being cooked like broiled or baked in an oven where you can't see it, and the worms came out,
yeah,
they
probably
anyway,
would just vaporize
in the pan.
Oven,
oh, you wouldn't even see them.
Is that that little crust that'd be around it? Is that all the worms that left?
Fat and oil
Shut
and
up,
stuff Pat. Like that.
That is that's
most of the fish you're eating is probably farm fish though, and farm fish does not have parasites in it.
Yeah. I'm not gonna lie. I think I'm gonna end up being vegetarian.
Do you know what farm fish has that it's worse than worms?
Yeah.
Antibiotics.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the catch 22 is.
Yep.
And there's worms in fruit.
That's worse.
I've seen people biting the fruit on videos and they'll bite and then it's a worm or a caterpillar and they already ate half of it.
Well, you know what? That's nice little classic cartoon type shit. A worm in your apple.
It's just right there.
Greetings from Apple World. that's just classic fun right there.
Yuck.
A worm in the in the apple.
Clean your stuff.
We're gonna do a couple more.
They said you're gonna vomit your Gatorade.
Shut up. Why am I being judged for drinking Gatorade? I thought it was healthy. I thought it was a sports drink.
And it was hippie. That makes it funnier.
The fact that I knew it was a sports drink, but I was not doing any
sports.
It was just chugging Gatorade at the house.
This is for later. Why?
All right, guys. With the fall season right around the corner, you might be looking for some wholesome, convenient meals for jam-packed days. All right? Factor, America's number one ready-to-eat meal kit, just burst on the scene. All right? And it can help you fuel up with fast, chef-prepared, dietitian-approved, ready-to-eat meals delivered straight to your door. You'll save time, you'll eat well, and stay on track with your healthy lifestyle. All right? Refresh your healthy habits without missing a beat. You can choose from 34 plus weekly flavor-packed, dietitian-approved meals, and they're only ready to eat in 2 minutes, all right? So level up out here. These are gourmet plus options prepared to perfection by chefs, and they're ready to eat in record time. So what are you waiting for, all right? I know you guys can be too busy running around during the day. You don't really be thinking about lunch, but you can keep your energy up with Lunch to Go. These are effortless, wholesome meals like grain bowls and salad toppers, and they're ready to eat right when you're ready, all right? No microwave required, just it's too convenient. I don't understand why you guys aren't. It should be a factor in your life. See what I did there? Do you see what I did there? You see the puns? With Factor, you can be sure that you're making a sustainable choice, all right? We offset 100% of our delivery emissions. We source 100% renewable electricity for our production sites and offices, and we feature sustainably sourced seafood in our meals, all right? So this August, get Factor and enjoy eating well without the hassle. Simply choose your meals and enjoy fresh, flavor-packed meals delivered right to your door, all right? So head to factormeals.com/DIYS50. Again, that is factormeals.com/DIYS50. And use our code DIYS50 to get 50% off. Half off, easy meals, delicious, and healthy. Come on, what you waiting for? Use our code DIYS50 at factormeals.com/DIYS50 to get 50% off. Level up. This is gourmet food, people. All right, we're talking about disgusting bugs.
Yes.
Las Vegas.
Sounds
some crazy shit going on. 7 major Las Vegas hotels. Some where rooms go up to $40K a night, which is crazy.
40K? You're an idiot.
40K
a night to
wild.
Go to bed?
One Look, weekend.
That's most. That must be like mafia people who want to get rid of money fast.
Yes. Ah.
Low key, Wales.
You see how smart I am? I'm impressed.
You're pretty smart. You're pretty smart.
That's wild.
I'm so scared of this. So basically these hotels are getting bed bug infestations.
But like, where do the bed bugs come from?
Yeah, they have to come from someone.
So basically they're saying that, and this is why the nastiness of people will never cease to amaze me. They're saying that they're hitching rides on people.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
People have bed bugs on them, come through, lay down, and then the bed bugs just come are like, oh shit, a bed.
And here we go. Literally how they spread is from us.
Or like, is it coming out of their luggage? Or literally like off of their body?
You're getting your bags.
So yeah, exactly. Have you ever had bed bugs before?
Uh-uh. Never.
It's one of the worst things ever. So I had bought some furniture from fucking Rooms to Go. They who still got me blocked. Rooms to Go. Do not want no furniture.
What is that?
It's a furniture spot. Okay. I think it's like in the south. But like I found out they had bed bugs in their warehouse. So sometimes that's what'll happen. Like those big furniture warehouses, they'll have bed bugs in there because they just eating. And bed bugs can live up to a year without feeding on you. So they can literally suck your blood and then chill for a year.
And then wait.
And then
Bed bugs suck our
they
blood.
Suck they suck blood. Blood. Yeah. They
bite, that's why you get bites on your ankles and that. Yeah. At so night, that's how while you're sleeping.
Yeah. So that's how I found out we had bed bugs, and I was going to beat Rooms to Go ass. So we had bought a bed, we had bought some couches and a love seat, and like whenever we would sit on the couch, like it would bite me. Like I just was feeling myself get bit, and I'm like, what the fuck is going on? So turns out we had bed bugs, and I like Rooms to Go did not want to give me my money back. It wasn't in any of the furniture, it was just in the couch.
But they knew that they had bed bugs?
So they tried to say that we had the bed bugs and we put the bed, like it's from us. Cause you can't prove where they came from.
Right.
But I was like, it's only in the couch. It's nowhere else in the house. It's just in this couch that we just bought. And they did not want to give me my money back, and I was talking shit on Twitter, and then they blocked me. So fuck y'all, Rooms to Go. Yeah, bitch, on another platform. I will never purchase nothing from Rooms to Go.
I will
they
never
They are terrible.
Either.
They like, but that's a lot of these furniture spots too. Because I've started researching it. Because I'm like, where do they come from? So yeah, you got to get an exterminator, and they can still come back. Because like I said, they can live for like a year.
Oh.
So we just got rid of all the furniture.
That is horrifying.
Yeah,
I try to. Every time I have a hotel or Airbnb, I'll like peel back the sheets and like check
shake
for stuff.
Them and stuff.
But I low-key don't even know what I was checking for. Until this story popped up, I was like, I was expecting to pull the sheets back and find the actual bugs.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm looking right now. It says how to check for bed bugs. It says examine pillow and bed sheets for fecal marks and blood stains.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
Every time I see a small little blood stain, I be thinking something else.
Yeah, oh yeah, we're out of here. Yeah, I'm like, I don't know what that is.
I always bring my own sheets.
Really?
Yeah, and pillowcases. Yep.
That's really smart. Yeah. To like hotels?
Mm-hmm.
And you just put it on
I put it on top, on over it, yeah.
That's actually really smart. I might start doing that.
And bed bugs like women more. I forgot to add that in there.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
I forgot why.
Sweeter blood?
Yeah, something like that. It's just like our heat or something like that. Something with our pheromones. Mm. Bed bugs will bite a woman before they'll bite a man.
That's good to know.
That's very good.
Cam's like, I'm good.
Damn.
But yes, that's smart with the sheets.
It also says remove bed sheets and check around the edges and seams of the mattress for bed bugs. Shell casings.
Yeah.
That's
because they shed their
skin. Disgusting to hear, not in a gun context.
What is the point of bed bugs? Why do they exist anyway?
They're like fleas.
They're fleas?
Yeah.
What was the purpose of nature to make bed bugs?
They just was like, ah, fuck y'all. like mosquitoes. Because what are mosquitoes for? They just...
Again,
sucking.
Really.
No, mosquitoes are food for
frogs and stuff, right?
Yeah.
Who eats bed bugs?
Yeah.
Because they got hard shells, so who's eating bed
bugs?
They
do have hard shells?
Mm-hmm.
Damn.
And they like shed the exoskeleton.
Not a whole lot. They're like cockroaches and nothing really eats them.
It's nasty. It was one of the worst experiences ever.
Freaking me out. It says you have to look for rusty or reddish stains on bed sheets or mattresses caused by bed bugs being crushed. So you got to look for the little... I never
like
thought
mosquitoes.
Of that as like a bug stain. I always thought like somebody had a little bit of period or something.
just like a little dog.
What is a little bit of period?
I don't know, maybe like the thing that it fully
spiders
hit.
Eat
kind of
was
sounds like you never had a girlfriend.
Oh, I didn't know that.
You never had a girlfriend? A little bit of period. Just
I'm
got
saying,
a little bit
like,
of
what if just a little bit of it hit the sheet and the rest of it was somewhere else, like the panties or something? I don't
it was
know.
Just like one of them runoffs. Like, oh, I started. And he said spiders eat.
Huh?
Spiders eat bed bugs. Yeah.
So we got to get some more spiders.
You know, spiders are...
Bring a spider
spiders
with you.
Are growing
spiders
on
Spiders are better than you think for your...
spiders are growing on
they
me.
Do
I used
a
to
lot.
Just be like, I wish they were all gone. But I feel like they're doing way
more
good
they
than
help.
We think.
They eat a lot of stuff that we don't like.
Eggs and eggshells.
Yeah, that's so gross.
That is fucking... Nasty. Me up. I might just start either bringing my own sheets or I've heard of like travelers bringing a
steamer?
No. Like a...
Sleeping bag?
Sleeping bag. And they just
sleep
on top
easier.
Of the bed.
Yeah, you just... Do that.
Roll it up. Ugh, yucky, yucky.
I hate being a germaphobe because the world just gets scarier the more you learn about it.
Yeah.
That's how I feel like I'm going to eventually be a vegetarian because all this new meat knowledge, pause. All this new meat knowledge.
You know a lot about meat.
All this new meat knowledge is almost pushing me to vegetarianism.
Meat.
I'm nervous.
I just find a better source for it. That's the thing.
Yeah.
Just don't buy it from the grocery store. Find like an actual butcher who sources his meat from like animals that are well taken care of, and you won't have those issues.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Go to a farm.
It'll taste better too.
Yeah, farm meat and butcher meat is fire.
Farm meat?
Yeah, I got Texas, you know.
Oh, look at me. I'm all itchy now. Just looking at this shit. All right, well. Wait, let me say with the hotels that they're in so that y'all don't...
Vegas.
Okay.
$40 a night, I wasn't going anyway. $40K a night.
It says, look like folks are sharing photos on the internet of their wounds after being attacked by bed bugs at some of the most expensive hotels in Las Vegas. Circus. Like, yeah, you're going to have bed bugs.
That sounds like it.
Circus.
Caesar's Palace.
How did I know it was going to be Caesar's
Planet
Palace?
Planet Hollywood.
No.
Palazzo, which
at
is a very
Palazzo?
Expensive one. Tropicana, MGM Grand, which is actually one of the good ones, and the Sahara.
Dang.
We're on the list of high-end places that have fallen victim to the invasion of bed bugs. Circus doesn't strike me as high-end. I mean, the sign is falling off.
Yeah. This is Urkus.
Urkus. So, I mean, yeah, that's our travel tips to you.
Are you scratching?
How to check for bed bugs. I'm just itchy and just
And when
I feel
you
it
get
under
new
my
furniture,
skin.
Watch it.
Exactly.
All right, don't get furniture off the street.
Yeah.
I've seen that.
That
I don't
is
ever
nasty.
Do that because I already know there's just some type of bugs. Or
I don't even go to vintage stores. I believe in energy.
Mm.
And like these
I've been
things
thinking about
like,
that too. I'm
right.
like, what if it's like a horcrux like Harry Potter? I'm like, I don't know what's in here. I don't trust it.
Who died on this
team? When
I'm
worried about that. Remember
like
when going to like.
I like that.
Remember when going
to
like guitar garage sales and like flipping stuff?
Yeah.
That was big. I went to a estate sale. It was like one of those sales after somebody dies. Mm. So I was just like, it was like a bunch of people walking through like a dead dude's stuff. Mm. And I got some stuff. It was like a wooden Geppetto that looked like it was like...
Nah, you're crazy.
It literally looked like...
That was probably cursed.
You were asking for it.
That's literally how a scary movie starts.
Yeah. For real.
$5 puppet.
For real.
Beat your ass.
I got so nervous that there was like a spirit or like something weird about it. But I still flipped it.
You selling curses? You like?
I sold a cursed Geppetto.
Did it look at you at night?
I don't know. I didn't even like keep it near me. I put everything that I got in a bag and like kept it separate from my bed because I was actually nervous. But I didn't get that much stuff from it. It just felt weird having like a dead dude's stuff.
I don't like it
for that. But hey, we appreciate y'all for hanging out. Appreciate you guys for pulling up.
We ended on cursed Geppetto.
We ended on. I just wanted to not end on bed bugs because I had to X out of that tab. It's really freaking me out.
Really nasty.
Actually, even though we were talking about doing a crab boil, which is basically like eating sea bed bugs.
Yeah, that's true.
Hey, they're tasty though.
No shrimp and all that. They do seem like roaches and all that stuff.
Delicious.
But appreciate you guys for hanging out with us. Shout out to the Scary Squad on the Patreon. And shout out to everybody on YouTube because you know y'all not paying, but y'all still get to watch this.
Dang, called y'all broke.
All right, I appreciate you guys
for having me,
hanging
thank
out
you so
with
much.
Me.
Thank you. Nice meeting y'all.
Nice yeah,
meeting
for sure. Yes. And we will see you guys next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Ciao.